Well, as you are aware, malaria is one of the leading causes of morbidity and mortality, especially in children under five in South Sudan. You know, South Sudan is a hyper-endemic area of malaria. So normally malaria season begins around June. It varies sometimes from May to June, with its peak around July, August, September. That's when we see a lot of cases. In the areas where we work, we find that malaria is actually the leading cause of children seeking consultation in our facility, and it's also the leading cause of admission in the facility, in the places where we work. So, yeah, malaria is a serious issue here. Yeah.
If we may narrow it to figures or a percentage on daily...
Roughly about 60% of the consults. It varies from one location to another. But roughly more than 50%, between 50 and 60% of the consultations are due to malaria, during malaria season, during this rainy season.
What is MSF doing in its capacity to intervene in order to prevent malaria cases, especially among children?
Well, in addition to providing treatment for children who have malaria, MSF is also seeking to intervene in prevention of malaria. You must have heard of the strategy called seasonal malaria chemoprevention. Seasonal malaria chemoprevention is a public health strategy, and this strategy is not a new thing. It's something that was already approved by WHO since 2012, and it has been implemented in other countries. And it's defined as the intermittent administration of full treatment costs of an anti-malarial medicine during a malaria season in order to prevent malaria illness, with the objective of maintaining therapeutic anti-malarial drug concentrations in the blood throughout the period of greatest malaria risk. Okay. This has been tried in other countries, including Burkina Faso, including Nigeria, and it showed high effectiveness. In South Sudan, MSF piloted this strategy in Yambio in 2009 from July to December, targeting 21 areas around Yambio County. Children under five were the target because, as we said, malaria is a serious illness, especially in children under five. So we were targeting children under five by intermittent administration of these anti-malarial drugs, which is given once monthly, like three doses during every round with an interval of 1 month between one dose to the next. And we found out that it was very useful. We were able to reduce the caseload of malaria in the hospital, in Yambi Hospital, by about 71%. You know, the admissions due to malaria greatly reduced, and mortality and morbidity as well reduced. This is a strategy that we also want to apply this year in Awil town, because Awil also has a high caseload of malaria in children. And so we want to do this also this year in Awil during this season of malaria.
When are you probably going to start that?
Beginning of July in Awil, that's when we want to start. That's not the only intervention. Also we, you know, distribute mosquito nets to children admitted in the hospital. But also during this intervention, we distribute mosquito nets because they are complemented, you know. And this is one of the interventions. But this is a new intervention, the first of its kind in South Sudan, that was piloted by MSF in 2019.
Okay. Meaning this year you will only focus on Awil?
Yes, this year we are only focusing on Awil.
What advice do you have for the public in order to prevent themselves from getting malaria?
I would advise parents who are living in those locations that are targeted with the intervention to please bring their children to the distribution points of malaria seasonal prevention, because this strategy is very, very useful. It prevents children from getting malaria, or if they do get malaria, it's not severe, and it allows parents to work and concentrate on their family business. It's a farming season, so it's not an easy thing when a child is sick and the mother has to stay in the hospital with a sick baby for a lot of days, because then productivity decreases, she cannot work in the farm. So this is a very safe strategy that is useful, that has been approved, so bring your children.